Masechet Shabbat, Daf Kaf Pip, starting at the bottom of Kaf Aleph here. We are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 left from the bottom. Tnan Hatam, gets. Right? So this is a Mishnah. We're bringing a Mishnah from Rabbi Kama and Rabbi Batra. So like this, Hatam, it gets. If a spark, can you tell me, Tachan Apatish, that goes there from a hammer. So if there's a guy, if there's a hammer, makes a spark. Vyatza Vizik Chayavini, and as a result, that spark burns somebody. Let's say he's chayiv, the person with the hammer is chayiv. Now the Gemara is bringing this not for this story, but for the next halacha. Gamal she'taun pishtan, v'over b'shtar rabim, v'nichsa pishtan l'lucha v'chanut, v'dalka b'nero she'chanut chinvani. If a guy's got a camel laden up with flax, and he walks into the shop, Shavua Tov, and he walks into the shop, and the shopkeeper's got a candle outside there, right? So he'd be licking up bira, and then he walked around with a fire and burnt up the town. Bala gamal chayav. Look at Rashi there, but Baruch HaMachiyav, Shelo Hayalu Lagdil B'Chavidat Toshich HaZechanun. Should have been careful the size of his stuff on the camel before he laid him up. Should be careful how big it was. So he's responsible. However, look at this, see what the halacha we're interested in now. Hiniach Chenvani Et Neiromi B'Chutz. If the candles were outside the shop, so then Chenvani is Chayev. Then the shopkeeper himself is Chayev. So when was the owner, the camel guy, Chayev? When he brought his camel into the shop. Right? If the candle was outside the shop and there was fire there, then the shopkeeper is chayev. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, b'ner Chanukah patur. This is what interests us for us again. Rabbi Yehuda says that if it's Chanukah candles, he's patur. Why? We learned early on that you meant to light Chanukah candles and put them outside your house in Shnei Rabbim. Right? Look at Rashi, yeah, patur. Why? Sheberushut pirsum mitzvah inichashama. The mitzvah is pirsum anisa to publicize the nais. That's why I put them there, and therefore he's not chayev. So now the Gemara says like this. From this we can, like, Ravina learns halacha. I'm a Ravina. Zot Omer, what do we learn from this? Rashi says, Yahadik Tani b'ner Chanukah patur. The fact that we learned over here in the Mishnah here that if it was Chanukah candles, he's patur. Zot Omer, ner Chanukah mitzvah l'anicha b'toch asara. The mitzvah is to put it within 10 tfachim high above the ground. Why not? If we thought the mitzvah was higher than 10, what would you have said? Leimelei, we should have said to the should have said to the shopkeeper, you should have left the candles 10 higher than the camel in his rider. And therefore, you chayev. We said if it's chanukah candles, he's patur. We said, why is he patur? We should have said, put it high, out the way of the camel driver. So from that, Ravina says that we see that the mitzvah is within 10 tvachim. Allah would have told him, light it high originally, why are we making him patur now when it's on the ground? Right? So the Gemara says, v'dil me'im mitarchele tuva. Right? So the Gemara says, maybe not. Maybe it's not necessarily a proof of anything. What's the case? If we had mitarchel tuva, I tell him no mitzvah. If we would have made him do it too high, we wouldn't have the mitzvah at all. It's not really that the mitzvah is meant to be ten tvachim within ten tvachim, but just we want to be making the guy make life easier for him so that he will come and do the mitzvah. So we can't learn anything necessarily from that. If you look at no halachas here brought over here, right? Although anybody got a stanz out there with a halacha? Anybody got a stanz with a halacha? Halacha? Quickly, can you see it there? What's the halacha say? Let me show you the vision. Where's the halacha over there? So he says over there, Ner Chanukah is a mitzvah to place the Chanukah lamp within 10 hambers of the ground in accordance with the opinion of Rama. Okay, so he brought the halacha there, starting with the halacha. Okay, let's carry on. The work carries on. Now, the Amar Rav Kahana, Darash Rav Natan, we're going to see two of these Rav Kahana, Darash Rav Natan. He brings two examples that Rav Kahana says that Rav Natan explains something. Amar Rav Kahana, Darash Rav Natan, Bar Min Yomei, Mishmei de Rebbe, Tanchum. So he tells the halacha Rebbe Tarachum, he says like this, Ner shel Chanukah, she'nicha lemala mi'asar, be'esrim, ama psula, kesukah v'kamavoy. Pashal halacha, he says, just like we learned in Hilchot Sukkah, that a sukkah has to be less than 20 tvachim high, and a mavoy on Shabbos, for a mavoy to work with the lechi, right, with the Koran, it can't be more than 20 tvachim high. So too, the same thing for sukkah, look at Rashi there, psula, the law shall be in the mind, because your eyes don't comprehend what's above it. 20 tvachim. 20 tvachim is about 10 meters. Okay, so 10 is really high. It's over 3.5 stories, about 3.5, just under 3.5 stories of a building in Israel today. Right? So that's the building's about three meters a floor. So you've got 10 floors there, 10 meters, over three floors. The lake pirsum, and therefore there's no longer pirsum anissa, because the person doesn't see it. If you can't see, you can't see it. And he brings it like Rashi says, Kesukah, he says, we learned Bahu Behedya in Eirun Masechet Sukkah, the Pesida. We learned there already, says Rashi, both the Masechet Erev, both the Masechet Sukkah, when it comes to Mavoi and to a Sukkah, that if it's above 20 Tvachim, it is Pasul. Next halacha, v'amar Rav Kahana, Drash Bar, v'nachta man yomi, mishved Rav Tanchum, what is this? Ma'ad ichtiv, v'ha borek en bomayim. Let's just, by the way, because we quoted Rav Kahana, Darash in the name of Rav Natan Bar, min yomi, mishved Rav Tanchum, we bring another one over here, no kishda sugya. We learn in the Pasha with Yosef, it's borek en bomayim. He says, like this is the famous Rashi. Everyone knows this Rashi on the Chumash, right? Rashi's quoting this. He says, "Va'aborek ma'mi mashmash neimar va'aborek eini yodeya shem bo'mayim." And the Ma'at Talmud Amar, I know if it says reik, it's empty. Why, there's no water. So why the Torah tells us no water? He says, "Mayim ein bo aval nechashim v'akrim yesh." But there were crabs and scorpions in the pit. Okay, let's carry on. Amar Rabba, back to Chanukah. Ner Chanukah mitzvah hanicha betefach hasmucha lepetach. He says it's a mitzvah to put your Chanukah candles within a tefach, right? It's like a hand breadth, like 8 centimeters approximately, from the side of the door. Bless you, right? Lanicha. He says, look at Rashi there. Bechatzer or Brishta Rabim, whether it's in your chatzer, in your yard, or in the Rabim, betefach asmuch lepetach, close to your door. Shem yarchikenu lahala min hapetach. If you make it too far from your door, eino nikar shebal habayit nichushab. It's not obvious that you put them there. Even if it's close to your door, everyone knows if it's yours. If it's not close to your door, we're not sure that it's yours. So the Gemara says, where do you put it? On the left or on the right? Now, we all know today that you put the mezuzah on the mezuzah on the right walking into the door, and that you put the mezuzah, Hanukkah candles on the left. This is the sugya. You can like this. How do we put it? It's machlokas amoraim. Rav Acha amar miyamin. Rav Acha says on the right-hand side, which would be b'knisol habaitis Rashi, liyamin. And that is the same side as the mezuzah. And Rav Shmuel Midifti says, no, mi small on the left side. Right, and the Gemara says vehilchete mi small, and the halach is on the left side. Why? Kedai shetehen ner Chanukah mi small umezuzah mi yamin. So the Rashi says, "Kavlan de biyamin dichtiv beitecha derech beit biyatcha." How do we know that the mezuzah is on your right? Because the word is beitecha. Beitecha sounds like biyatecha, the way you come into your house. How do you come into your house? You come into your house with your right foot first. That's the Gemara's idea. So beitecha biyatecha. But Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Asi. Asur l'ratzot ma'ot keneged erchadis. You can't count money next to the Chanukah candles. Rashi says limanot, to count money. Why? Because you're using the light. If you count the money using the light, you end up maybe coming to you can't get it. We said asur l'ishtam. We had that machlok and amoraim yesterday. Three amorachim by Rav Chisda, Rav Huna, and who was the third one? We had Rav Chisda, Rav Huna, and Rav Zaira, amarav. And we passed the lochel like Rabbi Zaira Marab that said it's asur to get shahana'a from the Chanukah candles. Right? So therefore you can't count money. And it's nice like it's Kiamrit, Kamesh to Shmuel Amarli. So when I saw Rav Yehuda in the name of Rav Asi, so when I told this halacha to Shmuel, so Shmuel said to me, what are you talking about? The Chiner Kedusha Yeshbahin? Why there's Kedusha there? Why can't you use it? He couldn't understand Shmuel why we can't count the money. So Makir Rav Yosef, what are you talking about? V'chi dam kedusha yesh bo? When it comes to dam, there's kedusha in dam. Right? And what does it mean by dam? It's because we learned over there, we've got a pasuk that says v'shafach v'chisa. That pasuk that he's talking about, look at Rashi, look at the pasuk. V'ishish kibnei shel u'min ager ha'gar b'tuch ha'mashir yatsu tzai. If you catch an animal, chaya off, so either a wild animal or fowl. There's a mitzvah in kisui adam, right? If you shecht a domestic animal like a cow or a sheep or a goat, you don't cover the blood. If you shecht a wild animal like a deer or a bird or like a chicken, you've got to cover the blood. It's kisu adam, it's a mitzvah deraita. Pasuk says, yeah. Yatsu tzayit chayahu of, asher yachel, v'shafach et damo, you spill its blood, you kill it, v'chisahu be'afar. To this day, when they shecht in abattoirs, they shecht a chicken, they cover the blood. It's a mitzvah deraita. So he says, oh, yeah, how do we know? So he says there, the pasuk says, v'shafach en yuchisa. Look, he quotes this bright to them. He says, b'meh sheshafach yichaseh. Whatever you used, what you covered, you bechaseh. Right? Meaning what? Shelo yichaseh beregel. You can't cover the blood with your foot. You got to use your hand. You shake your hand, cover with your hand. Right? Not with your foot. Why? Shelo yehu mitzvah b'ziyot alaf. So you don't make the mitzvahs. You don't disgust them. You don't mezalz them by doing with your foot. He says, achilam yisar tov yadis. No, it's not that there's kedusha in the candle. But shlo yehem mitzvot b'ziyot alav. We got a mitzvah of Chanukah. You respect the mitzvah of Chanukah. You're all the cover of the world. If you don't just do a menial or casual or regular work opposite the Chanukah candle, it's actually shlamesh, not because they're kadosh, but because of the cover of the Mishnah. The worker says asul la'aratzot ba'ot k'neged ner Chanukah on this halacha which we saw about counting the money. So Amar Rav Yosef, Marei Davram. So I don't understand. Look what happens over here. We said, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Asi, we said, Asur latzot ma'ot, we can't count money. And when he told it to Shmuel, Shmuel says, what are you talking about? It's not a Kedusha. Then afterwards, Rav Yosef quoted the brighter of Shafach v'Kisa. So says Aviyah, so Rav Yosef hears this, right? And he says, married Avram is like my father, the father of Abraham. In other words, in God's name, what are you talking about? Tali Tanya, but the Lord Tanya? Right? He says...
You skipped a few lines.
Yeah, I'm just trying to work out what's going on over here. Bow minay, thank you. I'm trying to work out what's going on over here. Score. Okay, thank you. Right, okay, good. May I produce that you all paying attention? Right, see that here. Right, Bow me name, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Mahu listapek minoy suka kol shiva. Trying to work out what's going on over here. Right, says so there's a question. Can you get hana'a from the decorations of the sukkah during sukkahs? Right, now look at Rashi over here. Any of you growing up, when I was growing up, we never had all these Christmas decorations from China that you use now. We used to hang fruit. We used to hang the shiva minim, the pomegranates and the grapes and apples and bananas and bottles of flour and oil. Remember those days? Any of you here that's over, believe God, anybody, over 45, I suppose, right? Remembers that. So that's what Rashi says here. Rashi's over here, listapek min noi. Look how Rashi explains noi. He says, "Perot shetolin baloi, the fruit you hang up for you haven't seen that, right? Anybody hanging up fruit in your sukkahs, right? You
haven't
seen
the bottles.
The bottles, yeah, okay. Minoi sukkah shel koshiva. So Amale, so he says to him, Amale hare amru asula tzot maot. Can I get nei chanukah? So he says, "What? Of course you can't get hana'a. Because look, we just learned a second ago." That you can't count money in front of the Hanukkah candles. So he wants to say, just like you can't count money because you've got to cover the mitzvah, this is covered mitzvah of the decoration, you can't use this. Amar Rav Yosef. But say, what's going on over here? He says, Mare Abraham, Abraham's father, that was in God's name. We're talking about. I asked you a question about Sukkah, and you asked me about Hanukkah. He says, Tali Tanya, but the Lord Tanya, you're quoting something from a brighter on something which is not a brighter, or you're teaching the din of Sukkah. From telling me the halacha of Chanukah. There's no brighter about Chanukah, yet there's a mafurish brighter about Sukkah. Why are you giving me the other way around? You're learning Sukkah from Chanukah. What's going on over here? He says, Sukkah, Tanya, Chanukah, Lord Tanya, we've got a brighter mafurish on Sukkah, we've got no brighter on Chanukah. The Tanya quotes the brighter. Schachak ilchata, if you made the schach like a halacha, like you meant to do, itra bekramim, v'stilim ha-metsuyarin, and you decorated it with all these blankets, etc. decorated talabai, gozim, afarkasin, shkadim, rimonim, and you hung up there nuts and peaches and shkadim almonds and pomegranates, upirchile anavim, and grapes, v'it atrochel shibulim, and all decorations of wheat sheaves, yeinot, and shmanim, and wines, and olives, v'siltot, The brighter says you can't use these things until after the last night of Yom Tov of Chag. If you had a tznai, however, you could have made a tznai. You could have said, you know what, maybe a guy's a poor person. He has a lot of money. First night, Sukkot is a doraita. So he wants to be, you know, yotzei very much a hidul mitzvah for the first night. He says, I'm making it now, I'm putting it up for the first night, and on the second, on the third day, I can eat it. That would be a different story. Without it's nigh, the halacha mefurash is you can't get any benefit until the last day of Shabbos. So why, he says over here, Rav Yosef, why are you quoting Chanukah? There's no brighter than Chanukah. Tell me, you can't use it. Why? Because it's not brighter. What's going on over here? Elam Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef actually answers over here, and he says, you know what? Avuhon dechulhu dam. The father of this whole principle, in other words, this concept of bizayon mitzvah, all the principles end up, all have the same source, and the same source is that pasuk we quoted of the blood. When you shech the chai or off and you cover the blood, you can't cover your foot, it's a bizayon. That's like the father of all these makorot. Look at Rashi, avuhon dechulon, sheyilmedu kulam rimene. We learned it all from the same place, from dam, kisui adam, denafkada mikra, v'shavach v'chisa, mefarish ba'atayim, shlo yu mitzvot bezot alav. So therefore, not a big deal. It's really all the same source. Itmar Rav Amar. Now the word brings the machlok l'amoraim. Itmar Rav Amar ein madlikim ner. Now interesting halacha. Can we count candle? Can we light candle? You count. You know, you light a candle. If you haven't got a shamus, let's say, can you go? You light candle number one. Can you then with light candle number one, light candle number two, etc. Can you light from candle to candle without the shamus? So Rav Amar, ein madlikim nair. You can't light from candle to candle. Look at Rashi there. The Chanukah, Chanukah. Kripash time, we'll see in a second. And Shmuel Amar madlikin. And Shmuel says, no problem. You can light. Right? So now the Gemara explains why. Rav Amar, ein matir. And another machloket, sorry. Rav Amar, and Shmuel says, ein madlikin. Matirin. Miner, lener. Okay, and Shmuel says, madlikin. Then Rav Amar ain matirin tzitzit bebeged lebeged. Rav said you can't take the tzitzit of one garment and then put them onto another one. Rashi is there from an old one to a new one. Rashi is going menachot. First time we saw there, Rashi is why. But say if you got old beged, so you take off the tzitzit, undo them, make them on new tzitzit. Rav said you can't do that. Right? Rav says, sorry, other way around. Rav says yeah, ain matirin, you can't do it. Ushmuel Amar matirin bebeged lebeged. Now the same idea. Rav Amar ein halacha k'Rabbi Shimon begreira, Ushmuel Amar halacha k'Rabbi Shimon begreira. Now we'll get to this whole story over there on greira, right? We discussed it in the introduction to the shir as well. We discussed it a few times till since then. The idea of if you davash adam mit kaven, remember that you don't intend to make a furrow in the ground and you carry a bed across the sand. And that bed, because it's heavy, makes a furrow in the ground. Now, there could be two reasons. It could be either because of harisha, because of plowing, or because of boneh, because of building. We'll get to these halachas. We'll learn the halachas later on in the Masechta. If you go to Rashi over there, halacha k'Rabbi Shimon, da'amar davar she'ein mitkaven mutar. If you never had intention, it was a byproduct, which wasn't your primary objective, wasn't your objective at all, it's mutav. Afagav the ka'avit charitz, either you made a charitz, v'have tolada de choresh or bonet, either a derivative of choresh or of plowing or bonet, u'mishum dihilchata k'rabi yisurei b'chulei hashas. Now this is very, very, very important, halacha. We discuss this time and time and time again. We know that when it comes to isurin, if it's a machloket rav and shmuel, halacha is like rav in isurin and shmuel in mamonot. It's an important klal. Anything that are isurim are like when things are asur mutar, right? So then normally the halacha is like rav. There are three exceptions we always speak about. Other than the three places, these are the three. Rashi is telling us, why do we bring all these three? We're only really interested in the issue of lighting from candle to candle. So why do we mention candles, tzitzit, and greira of a bed? Because all those three are a package deal. In those three cases, the halacha is not like rav, the halacha is like shmua. Okay? That's an exception. Write it down. Make a note. Really important. Halacha like Rav and Shmuel. Halacha Rav and Shmuel in Isurin. Halacha is all. Although we did see, by the way, we saw a couple of times in Hilchot Nida, remember? We saw that Shmuel was like the expert there. We discussed it many times. That Shmuel was the expert in Nida because he had Barta and Shmuel. He had daughters. He was the expert. But as a rule, Halacha is like Rav in Isurin, not like Shmuel, except for these three places. That's Rashi takes over here. Rashi says, and umishum the hilchata karav be surai bechule ashas in the holoshas bar mehanit other than these three places naktinu gabay hadade. We learnt them all three together, but really all we care about is the issue of the candles. So we see now that Rav says you can't do the candles, right? Amar Abaya says like this: Ko mili demar avid karav. Mar Avaya Rashi tells us is Rabba. As a rule, when Abaya speaks about Rav, his Rav is Rabba Bar Nachmani. That's the Rabba. He says, Abba Rabbi, Ko midi demar avid karav, levar mehane tlat. Other than these three examples, avid kashmuel. Right? And what is he saying? But likli minel ener, he did light from candle to candle. Umatiri beged a beged, he did let you take sit from one beged to another beged. Valacha kashum megreira, and the lochadak kashum megreira. How do we know? The Tanya Bishun Omer, Gore adam mita kisa of sapsa, you can drag a bench. As long as you haven't got intention to make a hole, to make a furrow. Now, so this is important. We see over here that Abaya says that Rabbi Pascha Locha like Shmuel, every other place like Rav, except in these three places. So we come at our question now about lighting a candle from Ner to Ner. So Yati Vimi Rabbanan, Kamed Rav Adabar Ava. So this Tamil Chocham was sitting in front of Rabbi Ava. Vyati Vukami told us Ava. He says, Taima. He says, what's the reason? Why can't you light from candle to candle? He says, Mishum Bizui Mitzvah. Because not Mechubad. And you've got one candle over there, another candle. You can light from one to the other. You're not showing any kavod. Take an extra candle or an extra torch or something and light each one. Give each candle its own kavod. You light from one to the other, it's Bizayon Mitzvah. So Amar Lehu. So now he was sitting there in front of Rav Adabar Ava. So Adabar Ava says like this. He says, Amale, he said to all the people sitting around, Lo tetzai too late. Don't listen to him. To this Talmid Chochem, don't listen to him. He's wrong. That's not the reason. Time made the Rav. What's Rav's reason? Mishum de kamakhish mitzvah. Crazy. He says, what's the reason? Makhish means to weaken. You're weakening the mitzvah. What's going on? You've got a candle burning. If you light from this candle to that candle, it's as if you weakened the light in that candle. You took a bit of its light away into the other candle. Okay, now we know that. I don't know. Maybe with oil. I don't know. So now the Gemara says, my banner, what's the nafkamina between these two? Why do we really care if it's because of Bizayon mitzvah or because of makhish, the you weaken the candle? So Ikebena says the Gemara, the kamadlik misharga lesharga. It would make a difference if you light it from a big flame, a torch. If it's a little candle, so then maybe you could say, if you take it away from this candle, it'll weaken the candle. If it's a massive torch, no shortage of light. So what do we care? Then, the person, then when Rav Adabar Ava, right, when he gave his reason would only apply, he would say, it's not because of Bizayon mitzvah, it's only because of Akhishe, right, because of Akhishe. So then, if you don't have a big candle, he would say, it's mutar. On the other hand, if the person who's saying it's Bizayon mitzvah would say that it makes the difference. Mana mishum bizui mitzvah, misharga, misharga. I apologize. Other way around. Instinctively, intuitively, I was just thinking it's a big torch, it would make a difference. The Gemara says differently over here. I wonder why. He says like this. He's thinking about now the kamadlik misharga, misharga. Look at Rashi there, misharga. Mevi ner etzel ner. Ushtehen shul mitzvah velo bekeisam. Okay, so not really a big, you bring a candle to a candle and not a little match. He says that if it's the one who says, Manu Mishum Ikhushe Mitzvah, Rabbanu Mishum Bizu Mitzvah, one says it's a Bizayon, even if it's from candle to candle, Bisharga Sharga Madlik. He says you can light it's Mutar. Why? Because if it's a big, a proper candle, I suppose, it's Mechubad, you're still getting light from the candle. Manu Mishum Ikhushe, one is saying you're taking away from the other one. Mishara Shara Nami Asu. Okay, I'll be honest, instinctively I'll think the other way around, but okay, let's go to the good one. So now, Mati Rav Avia. So now, on this sugya over here, we see over here about being Bizayon or Makhish, whatever the case is, Mati Rav Avia, Rav Avia is a Kashlakas. He says, Sela Shomaser, if you've got a coin, now you know with Shomaser Shaini, if you've got Maser Shaini, so Maser Shaini, you meant to take up to Jerusalem, to Shalayim, and spend it in Jerusalem. If you can't schlep up all your stuff, so what can you do? You can redeem it onto a coin, right? And the coin gets the value of Maaseh. The coin becomes has Kedusha, and the Maaseh Shani now becomes it's Chulin, right? No longer. So you've got this Maaseh Shani coin. The writer says, yeah, Ein Shoklin Kenegdo Dinare Zahav. You can't, and now you know that seller that you used for Maaseh Shani is a perfectly good coin. You know the weight, it's a seller. Now, and you want to now weigh golden dinarim. So now, can you use the seller as the weight? Now, it's a holy coin, it's got Kedusha. The brother says you can't. Ein shoklin kenegdo, right? Dinare zahav. Va'afil l'chalilalav Maaseh Shani acher, right? Even if the whole purpose is if you want to, if you want to use, I don't know, if you want to still do another mitzvah. I'm not sure if the mitzvah here is to use those golden coins to now do chilul onto them, or because maybe you want to see how much you've got still in your value of your dinar, of your original seller. I'm not sure, but whatever the case is, your purpose here is of doing a mitzvah. But you still can't do it, right? So Gemara says like this. I might be Shlomo ki pligi Rav Shmuel miner ner. Now, I actually made a note here because this is a little bit difficult. I wrote it out, yeah? Let's just understand now for a second what we just said. We said, Ein madliki miner ner. Rav said you can't light from candle to candle. And Shmuel said you can light from candle to candle. Now, the Gemara says as follows. I amart bishlome ki pligi Rav Shmuel miner lener, aval bekinsa asa Shmuel. He's going to say that the whole machloket between Rav and Shmuel was only when, right, that you were actually using from a lot to a lot. But bekinsa asa Shmuel, but Shmuel said, even if you use a stick, right, if you're using a little stick, right, and it's asur. From candle to candle you can do it, but a stick is asur, right? So he agrees with Rav on the stick issue, but he says that on the, that you can't use a stick. But he argues about a candle, right? Then ha lo tehave teyufta. Then this sugya, then this brighter over here of not being able to weigh a coin against another coin is not a proof against Shmuel. If Shmuel said you can, because what is Shmuel says, there's no problem lighting from one to the other. And here we say that you can't weigh one to the other. So they see there is a problem, a halachic problem, using one thing of Kedusha for another thing of, even if it's for Kedusha purposes. So if he says that ner to ner is the machloket, but on a stick, on a kinsa, on like a twig or like a match, he's this little asur, so then there's not a tiyufta. Why? Because what he'll say, Shmuel will agree that it's asur to do a match against a candle, because the candle is asur to use one against the other. And this bright is telling us as well, asur to do one against the other. And the candle's already a little bit different. However, if Shmuel says, Eliyah mat bekinsa nami shari, right? But if Shmuel says, right, that mat bekinsa nami shari, have ti yufta. I think what we mean over here, whether a kiss is that we're using a wick, a match from one to the other. In other words, if Shmuel says that it's only, I didn't understand this yesterday, now I'm confusing myself even more and more and more. Let's just try and give it a half a second, right? When we say, look at Rashi over here, mamash, from candle to candle, velobe kaisam. And it's, you can't, and we're not using a match in between, going from this candle to that candle with a match. Ubaha hu de shari Shmuel, and that's what Shmuel says. De lo chayish lak chusha, he doesn't worry about reducing the strength. Right, so that's why he says from a candle to candle is mutar. Abe kinsa de bizuihu, but if you take a match, that's a bizayo, because you, if a candle to a candle, at least you're writing a proper candle of a proper candle. If you're going to take a match and take a little match off the candle, that's bizayo, and you're taking fire off the candle onto a wick, and then you're writing like that. That's bizayo to the mitzvah of the candles. If Shmuel says that it's asur by candles between each other, then this bright is mutar, sorry, from candle to candle, then this bright is a stira. If Shmuel says it's mutar from candle to candle, it's asur to use a match in between, then we can accept it's different to this brighter. Are you with me? And this brighter would not be a tiyufta. Clear? Let's go through one more time. If you're using a match and you're lighting a measly old match of a candle, and that's a bizayon, a proper bizayon, and Shmuel says that's asur, but a candle to a candle is mutar, we understand. Because we can say that this bright is the parallel to a candle to a match. But if Shmuel says even a match is mutar, then this brighter would be a tiyuf to the Shmuel, but then there would be a knockout to Shmuel. We can't do it because the candle, we're clearly seeing over here that you can't weigh one to the other, and therefore even they're equals, the coins are the coins, you can't weigh them, you can't even light candles one to the other. Okay? So that is, yes, that's why Shmuel's saying no. Shmuel's saying, what does this bright is a parallel to lighting a match from a candle and lighting another candle? Okay? That makes sense. All right. All right, let's carry on. The gross luck is Kinitsa Nami Shari Hatiavit Yuta. I'm a rabbi. So the rabbi says, no, that's not correct. He says, no. The story over here with lighting, with weighing, it's got nothing to do with Bizayon. It's got nothing to do with that sugya there of Bizayon mitzvah. It's a separation altogether. Why don't they let you weigh one to the other? Look at Rashi. Lo yechave mishkalotav, shema lo yim tzaim tovim. Because in the end, you might not find these coins to be good coins. Or even more than that, or yim tzaim yete, you might find them to be heavier. They're worth more than you thought. Ve yichus alehen, ve lo yechale la masa. Now you're going to say, wait a second, these coins are too good. I'm not going to be to bring the masa onto these coins because they're worth too much money. I want to keep these coins. I'll find a cheaper coin, a smaller coin somewhere else to do chilul maser. And then v'nimtza shebize ha-maser, right? Then you end up being shelot letzorech. Because now what's happening is, you've got a situation where you're being mevazeh the maser. You say, you know what? This coin is worth too much. Therefore, they're not, it's worth too much to waste it on that maaser. Right? That's the one problem. That's why there was a gzeira to do it. Rashi says, right? Lo yichavi mishkan ukamafik luchulin. And then you end look at ukamafik luchulin. Klomar yanichayim b'chulin k'moshen. You're going to leave the maaser there. Or you're going to leave the coins there as the coins were in chulin and not make the coins into kedusha. So if you look at it, there's other reasons why that gzeira was there, that brighter was there. It's got to do with bizon mitzvah. It's got to do with bizon mitzvah. It's more to do with maaser than it is to do with from nair to nair or coin to coin. So therefore, it's not a proof at all. So the word tries again. Mati Rav Sheshet, Michutz la parochet ha'edut yaroch. The Pasuk of Yeh says like this. Michutz la parochet ha'edut, bo'el mo'ed. This is the curtain of the Aron, of the Aron, right? That separates the Kodesh HaKodeshim from the Kodesh. It says, Ya'aroch oto Aharon mi'erev ad boker, ibn Hashem, tamid chukat lam drachim. Let's talk about the menorah. The menorah was in opposite the candle. Right, and every night it says Yaroch Oto, he would light it. Aaron me'erev ad boker lifnei Hashem, the candles would burn the whole night from night to day. So Gemara says like this: the pasuk says me'erev ad boker michutz laparochet ha'edut Yaroch. Says what mechila orahu tarich? What's he putting the candle there for? God needs the light. What, he needs the light? On the contrary, when we walked in the desert for 40 years, we walked with Hashem's light. He gave us the light. He needs our light now. What do we need the light for? He says, on the contrary, we need the light there because the light there is living testimony. That the Shekhinah, that God's presence is there all the time, right? What's this? One of the miracles in the Beit HaMikdash, right? That the light, that there was a ner tamid, there was a light there forever. We'll see now in a second. This is a nice Gemara here. It says like this. So he says, my Eidut, what's the Eidut? What is this testimony? Amar Rav says, right? Rav says, the Mesurah Shah says over here that in Menachot, it's actually the name of Rava. And the Yalkut as well. But in our Gemara, it says Amar Rav, Zo Ner Ma'aravi. This is the Western light, the Western candle. Now there's a machlok, we'll see in a second how the menorah stood in the Aron, in the Kodesh. You walk into the Kodesh HaKodashim, you come into the Kodesh first, you're going from east to west. Okay, you're walking towards west. So your left side, right, if this is the west, your left side is the south, and your northern side is your left side is the south, and your right side is the north. Remember, the Aron is in front of you. You're going east to west. Right, so east to west, the left is the south, and the north is, and the right is the north. The table was on the north, on the right hand side, the Shulchan, and on the left was the menorah, okay, on the southern side. Then we learned in Brachot, you call out Lachkim, Madrim, or when you want to be rich, Matspin. Remember, we said, we learned in Mesachim Brachot, you want to be rich. So your kavon is to the right, and the shulchan represented richness, and that's the north, matzpin, tzafon, and chachochme is the menorah, ladrim to the left, to the south. Remember we learned that? Anybody remember that? Anybody? Okay, all remember that. Everyone shaking their head, some a little bit less than others. Okay, right? So the menorah is on the southern side, and the shulchan is on the northern side. So now the question now is, does the menorah stand parallel to the wall, in other words, from east to west, the candles, or does the shulchan, the menorah, stand perpendicular to the southern wall? Okay, and then going from east to west, I mean south to north. You with me? Everybody, right? This is the Gemara says like this. So what's the Eidut? Amarav zo ner maravi, this western night. Now, what is the ner maravi? We'll come back to Rashi in a second. Shenoten ba shemen, in that whichever light, we'll see what light is a machlok, we'll see which candle we're speaking about now. He says, in that candle, noten ba shemen kemidat chavroteya, he'd put the same amount of oil there like he put in all the other lights, right? Rashi says to us, it's a chati log, sharoba, laila, tukovat, tevet, it was set for the winter nights, that are long nights in tevet, right? And even would carry on burning through that at the end of the world, right? And the same amount of oil, Umimena haya madlik, he'd light that light first. Right? And then Ubahaya Mesayim. And then when he came to clean out the menorah the following day, he'd end with that one. In other words, that would be the first one he'd light, and with the last one burning. And with the same amount of oil as all the others. So that is part of this part of this Eidot. Right? Now look at Rashi. Ner Maravi, we get a little bit sidetracked over here. Lamar Tabahokni Menachot Daf Tzadik Che Tzach. Remember the Ner has to be Shemen Tzach. Remember that Daf Tzadik Chet. We learned this in Menachot Daf Tzach, Tzemet Tzach. It says like this: the man of Menachot Mizrach u'Ma'arav Bunachim. So there's a Bachloket here. Some say that it is from the Mizrach to the Ma'arav, from the east to the west. In other words, it's running along parallel to the wall. Seder Akanim Kari Maravi Ner Shaini, and which was called the Ner Maravi, the second candle. Why was it called Maravi? Because the candle's going from east to west. So the western candle is not the most western at the end. It's the one that's not the first one. The first one is the eastern one. The second is already called Ma'arav. Okay? In other words, the first one that could be the western one. The first one can't be the western one because it's definitely the eastern one. So the second one is called the Ma'arav. That's according to that man, Damar Dein Menachon. Right? Ma'arav Ner Shein, Shebetzal HaChitzon, Shehu B'Mishrach. Ulema'an Damar Tzafon, Daru Menachim, and the man, Damar, he said, that stood there perpendicular to the wall, Emtza'i Kari Ma'aravi, the middle one, is called the Maravi. Now, the truth be told, is in all the diagrams you'll see of the Kodesh HaKodashim and the Beit HaMikdash of the Mishkan, you'll see that the menorah stands from east to west. However, intuitively, it makes the most amount of sense that the Maravi is the middle one. Okay, so a little bit of a difficulty. But I think that it's Mekubal that the menorah stood from left to east to west along the parallel along the wall. Right, let's just skip over that Rashi now and go now. So now Umera Yabadlik can open our Bay, Ubaya Masayim, Hatavata, when he cleaned off the Hatavata, or that Hatavata, that's called cleaning the candles, right? Is Hatavata Metivet Anerot. That's what Aaron would do, he'd go and call Metiv. Metiv means in clear right she daluk kolay was lit the whole day. V'enu Metivo Ara Erev. And this one, he would only clean out in the night time. It's from the east to the west. It's called Lahalot Nerot. And now says Rashi, very important. Since it doesn't say there Lahalot Nerot, there was one Latchilbo b'chol yom. V'zehu ner maravi asheni shel mizrach. Rashi already passing alochet on the first one from the east. V'achitnaim in masechet tamid. Right, nichnasu matza neirot mizrachim dolkot. If he found the eastern ones lit, medashena mizrachi umeniach in a maravi dolek. He skips over. He first cleans. If he finds them all lit, by the way, so he extinguishes the first one, cleans it, skips over the second one, then goes 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, comes back and does number two again. Always has to be the first one lit and the last one clean. Shemimenu madlik el menorah ben arba'im mit mrat matzu shechava k'gom mishemei Shimon Hatzadik madliko mimizbeach haola. It says after Shimon Hatzadik died, so the miracles stopped, and now they'd light this from the, they take fire from the mizbeach, from the altar outside, and bring it inside and light it. Benira benay adam rabbanan kibyuto b'der shani. Okay, let's leave the menorah. It's not our sugya at the moment. Right, let's go. So now let's come to this. The Gemara said like this. Amr Abzurim Ravi Shotem Bashem Mikhtar Rachav. Uba Haya Mesay. Vaha Hacha, here comes the question. Kevan de Kabiye Neirot, Lo Sagia, de Lo Mashkil Vaadluke. So this is over here. Now we've got the menorah. Look at Rashi. Explain the question, yeah? Kevan de Kabiye Neirot, the menorah, Velo Yachol Lenatek, Ner Maravi Mina Menorah, Vaadlik Ben Acheri. Says, since we've got, how was the menorah built? You had these olive oil receptacles on each menorah. He says, Rashi, they were fixed. You couldn't take one and light to the other. So how did he light the fire from one to the other without using a kesam in the middle? You got it? You had to now have another type of wick that you'd be able to move from one to the other. We learned a second ago that what was the problem? The problem was that even if Shmuel said that Aser with a Kesam and Ani Muta with a Ner to Ner, we understand the bride would be a Tiyufta before we knocked out the Tiyufta. But the understanding was that Shmuel's Machloket was with Rav, was on Ner to Ner. That Rav said Asur, Shmuel said Muta, but even Shmuel agreed it was Asur to do from a wick, a match to candle. Here the Gemara said, how did they light the menorah? The menorah was big. You had to light from wick to candle, from wick to candle, or from match to candle. You got it? The Rashi al korcha chadik tani mimena ayamadik. If you look from one to the other, lo sagi de lav mishkal kinsa. He had to use a match. Right? That's the question. Look back in the Gemara. He says, so Gemara says, Kashia, bein lemanda mishum bizui mitzvah, u bein lemanda mishum akhushe mitzvah. He says, you know what? This is a Kashia. The one who says bizui mitzvah, it's a Kashia because we see over here that you did light from match to candle, match to candle. So the one who says that the reason, we had a machlok early on, right? What was the reason? We said the Rav Shmuel, the one said that, no, it wasn't Rav Shmuel. Remember, it was Rav Adabar Ava and the guy in his Beit Midrash, who he said the reason was because of Bizui Mitzvah. And then Rav Adabar Ava said, you don't listen to them. It's because of Bizui Mitzvah. It's all because of Ikhushe Mitzvah, because he weakens the candle, he lights one to the other. He says, irrespective of who it is, there's a kasha here. Right? Look here. He says, "Bein lama erat." He says, "Kasher bein lama b'shul mitzvah." Echushe mitzvah, because bizui mitzvah we have to have from a week to the week, and with echushe mitzvah lighting one to the other, even if you were able to light one to the other, you're essentially taking it away and you're doing echushe mitzvah. You didn't light each one. So the Gemara's got a kasher. So the Gemara says, "No." Tir Gemara Papa, but Rabbi says, "Not a problem." Why? He says, "Beptilot arukot." The lights themselves had very long wicks. And therefore, they never uted a kesam. They never uted a match. He lit the maravi one, and he could lean the wick over, and it would lean over and touch the next candle, and carry on like that. See, the Gemara said, okay, that's beautiful. The Gemara said, kashia, to both of them. You only answered me about the one using the wicks, which is like chushe, right? Sorry, using his bizayon. The Gemara says, sof, at the end of the day, leman da'amar mishum ikhushe mitzvah kashya. Still a kashya to the guy who says, when you light from one to the other, you are detracting from the one. Right? It's a good kashya. Look at Rashi there. He says, sof, the very first wide lines, dahale didei mishagre shag asur, because that guy said from one candle to the other is asur, and yeah, we see we light from one to the other. So the Gemara says, kashya mai habale. He says, you're right, it's a good kashya. What was the outcome? So Rav Huna berayed Rav Yeshua. He says like this: Chazina aso. He says Chazina I had laka ose mitzvah madlikin miner lener. V'hanacha ose mitzvah ein madlikin miner lener. So Rav Yeshua says like this. He says Chazina. I think it means that it's clear to him. He says like this: it would depend what's the mitzvah. Now we're talking now. Think specifically on Chanukah. Is hadlaka the mitzvah? Right, the guy who did the actual lighting. Because then if lighting is a mitzvah, so then he says, or madlikin, then you can light from one candle to the other. V'hanacha ose mitzvah, but if putting the candle in its place, right, look at Rashi here, the first wide lines, yad laka ose mitzvah, yad mitzvah shel chanukah tluya bad laka. If lighting chanukah candle is actually lighting, so then madlikin ked ashkechein b'menorah. Then we don't have a problem. Why? You've got the candles in the place. Now you light the candles. He says, "V'anacha ose mitzvah." If the ikar mitzvah is talia b'anacha, actually placing the stuff there in the menorah. So he says, "Then ein madlikin miner lener." Look at Rashi. Dadlaka lav mitzvah hi kulahai. Because when it was the lighting was a mitzvah, so we could justify either the bizayon of lighting one from the other, or the kushay, or detracting one from the other, because these people were fulfilling a mitzvah. But if lighting isn't a mitzvah, then what justification have you got to allow the guy to light one from the other? When the lighting was a mitzvah, we could allow you a bit of leeway. If lighting itself is not a mitzvah, just setting up the menorah is the mitzvah, then there's no reason to allow you to light from it, either because of ikhushe or because of bizayon. Okay? Clear? All right. So he says like this. Right, and we see that this question was asked. Had lakao se mitzvah, lakao se mitzvah. It was a question asked about Midrash. Right? Look at Rashi over here. De ibay eleyu. Klomar, daha milta kfar ibaylan. This question was already asked. Umifshat dahi ibay, umifshat lacha. I'm going to see the answer over here. Now just take 1 second. Look at the Tosfot, the very last Tosfot on the daf. It says, De ibay eleyu, had lakao se mitzvah, nafka mina. Important, right? Why do you know what the mitzvah here is? At the end of the day, you've got to do both. You've got to put the candles down and you've got to put the menorah. You're allowed to put the menorah down. But why is it important to know what the mitzvah is? Because you're going to chere shota or katan, right? Or if you set up the candles, can a cherry shota v'katan come and lat them? Or not, if we said the mitzvah is latting, then a cherry shota v'katan can't lat them. If the mitzvah is setting them up, then we don't care. Once they set up, anybody can come and lat them. If the mitzvah is latting, then a cherry shota v'katan can set up the menorah for you. If the mitzvah is hanacha, then a cherry shota v'katan can't set the mitzvah of the menorah for you. The Tosfos drawing a very sharp attention, I have a point over there, to the attention of what each one is. Okay. So Gemara carries on. Now it says, Dibailo, he asked the question, asked the bad midrash, Hanachasi mitzvah, Hanachasi mitzvah, and he said, Toshma, let's try and find an answer for a bride to the Amar Rava, Rabbi brought out, or a Shmaita here, Rabbi Hayat Tafus, Ner Chanukah Vomed. The guy's holding a Ner, Rashi says, I think Tafus, Beyado, Medlikat Shekiavkav. He's holding a candle in his hand, it's lit. Right? Tafus Chanukah Vomed, Lo Asav Lo Klum, he's done nothing. The fact that you've lit the candle, you're holding your hand, means you've done nothing. Ah, Gemara says, Shma Minah, Hanachasi mitzvah. So that's proof that the hanacha, placing the Chanukah, the candle in the menorah, that's the mitzvah. Because the fact that you lit it, holding your head, you did nothing. So the fact you lit it isn't counted. And we'll say, no, that means nothing. That's not a good proof. Hata maroi omer, why do we say that's not the case? Because the person watching you would say, Letzorcho urinakitle, why do you light a candle? Because he wants to use a candle. The guy, I don't know, but Bidikat Chameitz early, I don't know what the case is, right? Or whatever the case is, he's looking for something. So that's not a proof that the hanacha is the mitzvah. So if you're holding a candle in your hand, people don't know what the mitzvah is. So there's no pesum menisa. So that's why we don't allow you. It's nothing new. That the Gemara tries again. Okay, Toshmad Amarava. Hidlika bifnim votzia. If you lit the candle inside, and you took it outside, lo asa klum. You did nothing. So now, let's see. We know that the mitzvah should be outside, right? So now we're saying you lit it inside. You took it outside. You did the hanacha outside, but you didn't do the hadlaka outside. She says, "I amart bishlom." That aleph aleph bet means "I amart bishlom." If you want to say that it's all good, hadlaka or say mitzvah, that the hadlok, that the writing is the mitzvah, so hadlaka b'mkomo be'inan, and you need to light the candle where it's going to be, and where's it going to be? It's going to be outside. And that's why says Gemara Mishum Hachi lo asa klum. You did nothing because you lit it inside. Eli amart hanacha or say mitzvah, but if you say that the hanacha is the mitzvah. So my lo asa v'lo klum. Why didn't do anything? Even they looked at the outside, inside. In fact, you brought it outside to put it down. Hanacha. So it seems from this that it's a problem, right? So Gemara says, now again, there's not a proof either. Hatam nami there as well. Haroe hu omer letzorcho hu de adlaka. He'll say, the guy singing will say, awari lighted and carrying around because really he wants to use the candle. It's no proof whatsoever. We haven't solved anything over here. We'll end off.